Thanks, Lou. I'm here in the PNC studio at Hallis Hall with Dontrell Inman. Dontrell, second week playing at Soldier Field and with this offense. How do you feel like your chemistry progressed with Mitchell Trubisky today?
It went well. It went well. We started off a little rocky when I first got here just because, you know, learning a new playbook is tough. So, and especially getting the timing down as well. But each day we were out there, we gained a little bit more chemistry. It's kind of like we just put another brick on what we're trying to build.
Yeah, you said that first game was a building block. I assume today was another one.
It was another one. We didn't get the win, but it was at the third down where he threw me that dig and we was able to set it up for the field goal. So he's definitely building trust.
Jordan Howard averaged 8 yards per carry. Tariq Cohen put points on the board. You got to like what you see from the run game.
Oh, definitely. That helps the receiver out. Every receiver loves when you have a run game because, you know, they start packing the box and then you're one-on-one outside.
You guys talked about spreading the ball around today. Mitch targeted 8 different guys. How do you feel like the offense progressed?
We progressed a little bit, but I wish we could have just, you know, stuck it out a little more just because we were rolling in the first half, and then the second half came and we kind of hit like a standstill. So we just need to get back in the classroom just to see how we can just keep the offense flowing.
Coach Fox referenced that standstill after the game. He said, you guys have spurts and then you have lulls.
Yeah.
You've been in the league a long time. How do you overcome those lulls?
You just have to put it behind you when you're in one. I used to talk about it with a veteran all the time. He used to say, all you got to do is somebody just make a play. It doesn't matter who it is, quarterback, it can be, you know, it can be a lineman, you know, it can be a fullback, anybody, just somebody make a play, and you can see that spurt automatically just gives everybody energy, and you feel like, you know, we've been revived. So that's just something that we have to look forward to going forward.
Back to practice this week, then headed to Philly. What do you guys have to do in practice this week?
The past 2 weeks I've been here, it's been we're there. We just need to get over the hump. So this week in practice, we just continue to do what we're doing, but push a little more on the little things to try not to shoot ourselves in the foot and try not to be in a close game, you know, because it's easy to say, yeah, we're going to want to go blow those guys out, but 9 times out of 10 is not going to happen.
Does it feel like you've been here longer than those 2 weeks?
It does, and the cold actually makes you feel like you're here even longer.
Yeah, at least it didn't rain this week. That was positive.
Yeah, the first game in the rain, it was tough. Yeah. It was really tough, but it's, you know, it's fun. It's tough when you're practicing and the preparation of it, but when you actually get out there in the game, it's like second nature. You're back to 9 years old playing in the street, playing backyard football.
All right, thanks, Dontrell. Thanks for being here. I'll send it back to you guys in the Fox 32 studio.
Thank you.